Proclamation number 5810, dated the November 23rd, 1953. Final rescue work. Callers and admonishers. I want to accept all those of you who want to serve me. Much work is yet to be done until the end, and precisely for this work I need faithful and enthusiastic servants who are aware of their task and so devoted to me that they will only ever undertake what they recognize as my will, but who also recognize people's spiritual low level and their frightening end if they don't change. The end will come without fail because it will be caused by humanity itself, and even if a few people strive towards ascent, they will be unable to delay the end because these few cannot achieve a complete spiritual change and the whole of humanity would persistently strive towards the abyss. Thus, a change for the better is entirely out of the question precisely because of people's utter decline of spirituality. The end of this earth will certainly also signify a judgment, compensation for the profane way of life, a separation of good and evil. But far more than that, it will be an act of mercy for the wretched souls in the abyss, which intends to put a stop to its constant downward striving and therefore it will be deprived of its freedom of will again, just as it will signify an act of love for the still-bound spiritual substance which is still on the path of higher development. Consequently, the end can no longer be prevented. And yet, prior to this, much can still be done for these downward striving souls, for people who blindly rush headlong into disaster. Everyone who is being warned can come to a halt, take stock of himself and take a path which leads to a different goal. Every human being can be stopped in his fall into the abyss. Although anyone who confronts these constantly downward striving people and cautions them to stop, who describes to them the horrors and torments awaiting them at the end of their way, who draws their attention to or leads them to the right path, will not prevent the end anymore but he will save individual people from the pit. For as long as the path of ascent still exists it will not be too late for them to look for and to enter it. As long as the end has not arrived, every individual person can still avert the horrors of the end from himself. For I am a God of love and not of wrath, I am a God of life and not of death and destruction. My plan has certainly been definite ever since the beginning and no one will be able to overturn it, no one can intervene in my law of eternal order. But everyone can integrate in this order before it is too late, and it is only too late when the day of the end has come. For this reason I bless all those who place themselves at my disposal as callers and admonishers, who advise and help, warn and admonish. I bless all those who, taking the right path themselves, also try to entice their fellow human beings to enter it. I bless every act of love that is done with the aim of rescuing people before the end. As long as the earth still exists, it is a time of grace, since every individual can still turn back, come to his senses and change. For as yet the human being is still capable of thinking and of praying. However, when the last day has come, it will be too late for those who neglected to look upwards. Therefore you should all use the time which is still left to you and work diligently for me, because those of you who are knowledgeable shall carry your knowledge amongst the people, and even if only a few seeds fall on good ground and take root, it is an incredibly urgent and much needed rescue work which requires all your will. But don't grow tired and complacent, for there is not much time left. Therefore take action and work while you still have the light of day, for the night will come when you will no longer be able to work. Amen.